Fabian, could you tell me why the government have decided not to allocate funding to the flood scheme in Leeds?
Because the government's decided. Well, first of all, I've just had the list, and if you look through the list, I don't think there's a single Labour constituency there.
Yeah.
Which is slightly worrying, frankly. But their ostensible reason is that the ratio of cost to properties that are protected by the flood alleviation schemes is too low for Leeds. It's 190 million cost, ostensibly, for, I'm off the top of my head, about 500 and something properties. So they feel that the cost-benefit ratio is not sufficiently high. Now, the point I made in the debate on Wednesday was that you have to look well beyond the individual horror of having your home or your business flooded to the issue of Leeds city centre being flooded and Leeds being the engine of the entire Yorkshire economy, having Leeds basically shut down and the effect that would have on the regional economy.
Yeah, you're obviously very passionate about this.
Yeah.
Why is the scheme so important for Leeds?
Well, because I don't know if you were around in 2007, but in June of 2007, we had very, very heavy rainstorms. And there was serious flooding in the city centre, but it didn't actually flood out the whole city centre, and the River Aire didn't burst its banks, though it was within centimetres of doing so. Now, have you ever been to York?
No, I haven't.
Right. York floods regularly because the River Ouse isn't very well protected from Kingstaith and some of the other areas next to the river. And if you've ever seen the effect of flooding on a business or on a home, it's pretty serious. But imagine Leeds city centre being completely inaccessible by shoppers and by workers. And remember that more than 10,000 people come into Leeds every single day from outlying areas to work. So if those 10,000 can't come into Leeds because it's flooded and the buses can't get through, or they can't walk, or the railway can't get through, the railway itself could easily be flooded as well. And you get a situation where you shut down the entire city centre. Now, Leeds city centre employs so many people from the city of Leeds and from outside that it really is the engine of the economy. And if economic activity in Leeds stops, it has a huge knock-on effect to places like Dewsbury and Bradford, Halifax, York, Harrogate, and so on. And it's not something that people are that bothered or interested in until it happens. And if it happens, we are in serious difficulty.
Oh, that's brilliant. Also, could I just ask you, so what happens now? Is there any way that you can appeal?
Well, what the minister said, Richard Bennion, he replied specifically to some of the points I made, actually. And he said, look, we're not saying you can't have it at all. We're saying you can't have it this coming financial year, 2011-12. So we want Leeds City Council to carry on working with the Environment Agency and all the other bodies involved to look at two things. One, ways of reducing the overall cost of the scheme. Does it have to be 190 million? The York scheme's about 2 million. Secondly, and therefore, what ways can you know, if you spent 100 million, what kind of scheme could you have? Secondly, can you lever in more private finance to it? Because obviously there'll be a lot of businesses who might be prepared to put a contribution in to ensure that their businesses are protected. Because you don't get insurance for this at all, Stephanie. I don't know if you realise that.
Mm.
You know, if your business is flooded out, it's impossible to get insurance.
Yeah.
So you will have such a high premium or excess that you'd have to pay the first 200,000 or whatever. It's not worth it. So can we lever in more private finance? Can we lever in money from other areas? Will the city council make a bigger contribution? And how can we reduce the actual costs of the scheme? Is every single element of it absolutely necessary? So the Environment Agency is working together with Leeds City Council and other interested agencies to look at a way of reducing the cost and bringing more private capital in. And then the government will look at it for the following financial year. So it's not the end of the road, but it isn't regarded as the number one priority. And I think what they've done is they've looked at 30... I'll tell you, actually, because I've got the list here. They've looked at 30... Sorry, forgive me.
That's okay.
39 schemes, which will protect a total of 13,000 properties throughout the country. And they've looked at those schemes really on the basis of minimal cost. In other words, if we put 2 million into York, let's say, I don't think the York scheme's going ahead. If we put 2 million into York or